goal.
But they're going to be a group that are going to be like Elamad. And the reason you conjugated for me for today, this page, is to show that you already know that.
Which chapter?
Where is your future?
Echtov.
Right? So isn't echtov, eskor, eshmor? 90% of the verbs are going to fall here. And then I asked the second count to be lamad, because I wanted you to see that there are going to be a group of verbs in ta that are going to be like elmad, tilmad, tilmadim. Okay, it seems like we need to review this.
Now, when we first were introduced to it, you gave us second four verbs. I get up, I go to school, I study, I
do fire. Good job. I gave you category. The first one was this.
Stated verbs is the first category.
So first, stated verb were the third category, but so let's finish this, okay? So stated verb, okay, what's special about them is that they have presentness. So the verbs that are conjugating in the future in SFL, RAV, like lamed mem dalet, right?
Yeah.
And the other special thing about them is they have a special form in present tense. Right?
Ha'e.
Ha'e. You all know the
So what is it about?
I mean, what does it make a difference if we know it or not?
Yeah,
but it's another steady verb.
Which
you like? Chafetz, yeah, once. Yeah.
If they are pa'al, what is their past?
What is their past? If they are pa'al,
it should be that. It is.
Go ahead, take the root and do regular pa'al.
Okay.
Ra'ati, kmo achalti, kmo lamanti, ra'avta, ra'avt. Past tense is regular.
Okay.
The future is automatically this group, and present is totally special.
Okay. One more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm lazy. The infinitive shouldn't have fall.
No, darling. It doesn't matter whether it's Eful or Eful, right?
Or which
Eful? Lirot, Lichtov, Lir.
Lirot.
Lirov.
Why do you have Yashen there, just for an example?
Because Yashen is another root that falls here.
Okay, so
Yashen.
Yashanti, Yashanta. Israelis say Yoshen, Yoshenet. It's a mistake. They need to say Yashen, Yashen. Yashenim, Yashenam. Yes? Okay? Did you have a question? Mm-hmm. And the future is going to be special because it's paid off. So it's not completely. It will be F'al, the I la poal. You know? This will be with Asam, but it will be Ishan. The Atatishan. Okay, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to music in the future. It's not going to be like Echtov El Eshmor. It will be like El Bash, El Mad.
I'm wondering why do we call it F'al, where it's A'e, not everything is A'e.
The music of the future is either F'al or F'al. Think only future.
It's only in future.
Think only future. Pa'al has two conjugations. Pa'al, all the Pa'al family, all the binyan, all the verbs that live in Pa'al, their future will either be F'al or F'ol.
Right.
Where all the F'al verbs will have a picture of the ocean, and all the F'ol verb will have a picture of the desert. I don't know, but they are going to be slightly different. Okay? In the future. You just need to know, when you see a root, how am I going to conjugate it? So the first group was the modeling roots, right? They're very common. I get up in the morning and I get dressed. I go and study. I may ride my bike for exercises, but then I get tired and I lie down. So all these roots are modeling how if'al is going to happen. And they are very common. They are used every day. Now.
And that's all of them.
So that's
right?
Elmad then for if'al.
Nahon, I mean Elmad, Latilmad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you following?
Yeah.
Eshkav. Nahon Eshkav, Latatishkav.
About the okay, so it's only the aleph then the it's elmad.
Nachon
then,
the aleph, right?
Okay,
right.
So then
that's
it's tilmad.
Nachon.
Tilmadi.
Nachon.
Okay.
Nachon.
Nachon.
So the ilbosh.
Yeah.
Ilmod.
So I have confusion, if I may ask, when you use like lirot, you've got the vav in there as the vowel, but not in this. And so I'm always spelling things wrong.
So this is what happens. Is a lamed yod verb, you mean?
Any of the verbs. I found them all, I'm working all this through. I never seem to know whether I use the vav o as a vowel or just the dot.
So, grammatically, historically speaking, they're both long O's.
Yeah.
In the Bible and throughout rabbinic literature, they appear without vav.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you have to use vav and you will see it across, not in the Bible but in rabbinic Hebrew, is when you have lamed yod verbs.
Okay.
Asa, ra'a, bana, bacha, they're all ot at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the discharge would have helped because
Well, I answered the assignment wrong. I went through every chapter, pulled out the verbs, and conjugated them.
Oh my god!
So that's I'm looking at what you've given. I was like, I didn't do that. I did something else. Oh. So it's okay. I need the practice.
Did you conjugate them or analyze them?
No, I conjugated them. Yeah, but if I, like I say, it's good for you. Because, but I'm trying to learn the patterns, you know, and that's what I'm...
So, okay. Okay. So this is the modeling group. So if you remember the small story, you know they're in Eban. If you know one of them, so you know how the conjugation is supposed to look like. And then you'll remember how to conjugate other verbs that fall in this category. But this is category one. This is category three. Where is my two?
Your two?
So if one
I
is
see.
The
So here I'll remind you. If I have a guttural here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or one, two, three. Or if I have a guttural here.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here is the root, sha'al. Aleph is the guttural, right? And nahag,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And here you have patach, shachach. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a guttural, either, I hope this is a word one.
Such toxic junk.
I'm sorry.
I know for you.
So, here, how will I say I will ask a question tomorrow? Ani shoelet she'elot achshav.
Shalti.
Ani sha'alti.
Oh, that's first of all.
Eshol. Demachati.
Eshol.
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 They all know, they learn throughout the layers, each layer. So yes, modern Hebrew, we are done with Ish'alu, Tish'alu, but we know Aten and Hen, we need the biblical form, Tish'alna. So these are the categories for Efa. So whenever you have a root that plays in Pal, and if you don't know how to conjugate it in the future, you need to think, is it one of these four? Is it the guttural, two and three? Or is it a stated verb?
So you're saying the gutturals are still in the F-O form. Okay. Yeah.
They're in the plan, right. The I am and the
they're still in
the F-O.
Either I gronit or lamit gronit.
Gutturals are still in the form,
and
guttural form.
Yeah.
And how do you determine this? How do you figure out it's a stated verb?
Okay, so stated verb is an issue, right? Because we, unless we learn them,
right,
you do not know them. So I gave you a list. Do you remember the list?
Yeah, I have a list, right?
All right, so let's go. Oh, this is right. This is not knowledge. There are, you know, there are patterns that I give you the rules for that help you, right? And then it's, you need less memory for that, and then knowledge base, and then knowledge base.
Sorry, guys. Did it get warmer in here at all?
Yes, it's, we were warmer.
Oh, okay.
We came to bring the board and left you this.
Okay.
The board is not working. You know, the board is a bad board.
Okay. I'll remove this.
So no.
Basically, the guttural works the same way in FL.
It stays.
Yeah.
So
maybe I need some new.
This is anyone.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah. It's the board.
Sorry to interrupt. Okay, as long as it's warm in here. Somebody told me it was cold in here earlier.
We are perfectly fine.
Okay, that's all I care about. If you're happy, I'm happy.
We're happy.
God bless.
Thank you.
If the state of verb, you can see it just by its dictionary form of a.
Yes, if it comes as an adjective in the book, in the dictionaries, with a sound, you know it's a stated verb. But go ahead, I gave
but
you a list.
That's the only way you could tell?
I, what?
Is that the only way you could tell it, though?
No, but you, when you translate, you feel that there is a process there, right? When you sleep, you fall asleep and you won't get out of sleep mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you are wishing for something, it can be, it's not like all of a sudden you wish, right? Chafetz. It's kind of a purpose. You wish it for a long time. Right, there are some people here, not in this class, right? You're all cantors, right? You're not for rabbinical, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're for rabbinical, okay. So, yichafetza, right? Chafetza b'mashon. Yibachafetz b'mashon. Your heart is wishing for something. Give me more verbs. We did ra'ev. We did same, thirsty. Right? And there is in Psalms, kamach lecha levavi, tam'a lecha nafshi. Right? Right, it's from songs. These are both verbs that are stated. More.
Let's see. Samach.
Sameach. Yeah. Sameach, right? You say sameach, ani sameach.
Yeah.
That's actually a-e. It's a stated verb. We use it as an adjective, ani sameach, but it's a verb. Sameach. Ayef, tired. Ayef, tired. Ayef.
So aref.
Ayef.
Yef.
Me'ach.
Da.
Well, this is that, you know, shomea, yodea, ein, orchet at the end, pokeach, you need that. Sameach, smecha, smechim, smechot, yodea. עייף, עייפה, עייפים, עייפות, צמץ, מעט, צמאים, צמאות, ישן, ישנה, ישנים, ישנות, חפץ, חפצה, חפצים, חפצות. Remember, I gave you the rules for mobile shva. If a guttural needs a mobile shva, right away substitute the a sound. Okay? Like ayef ayefa instead of sameh smecha. Mm-hmm. You following me or you need to write it down?
It went fast, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, because it's a review. We say
sameh.
Sameh smecha.
Smecha, right.
But now ayef has an I in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Ayef. And you wouldn't expect to have
yefa.
Right? So it's chataf patach. Ayefa. Ayefim. Ayefot. The rule of gadros not taking more bashfa is an old rule.
Well, in some of the conjugations, as I checked it, some of the ayins had that and some didn't, so...
Most people it's ranach, they take it.
Yeah,
and chet will take it. Yeah, you're right, because the process of compensation for mobile shva into a long lengthening
mm-hmm.
stopped in the middle of its historical happening.
Mm.
Okay? And something else happened. So you don't know all the crossings.
Yeah.
But it makes the learning challenging.
Yeah. My spelling will never be great.
Okay, other roots? Did I give other roots?
Zaken?
Zaken! Zaken, zkena, zkeni, zkenot, right? Because ani zakati, ani ezkan.
Ezkan.
Okay? What else?
Male.
Male, that's right. Male, full. Right? These are all God, these are all steady verbs. What else?
Kama.
Kama, alev, kama. So, Sama, kama, chafetz, these are all from songs.
Kaved.
Kaved.
I'm cheating, I'm looking at my list.
That's okay, look at your list, that's it, because I don't have it. Kaved.
Katan.
Katen.
Katen.
Katen is a special one, yeah? Katen, ktena, ktenim, ktena, the process of getting smaller. And you have the opposite too. Ga del, right? But it's an hitpael. But you have yigdal veishtabach. So what is yigdal? Yigdal. It's a stated verb, so it's an efal. Yeah.
Why do Israelis drop the yud?
In
yud and chirik in speaking.
They're supposed to give an example.
Israel, Igdal.
Ah, right, they change it into Aleph, and they do, or instead of saying, I mean, El Echtov, they say, Ani Yichtov. Instead of Ani Elma, they say, Ani Yichlilmad. And things like that, they do the third person in for me. It's hilarious what's going on in Hebrew, right? It's okay.
It's a very
language.
A living language is what you get.
Yeah.
But you see, moment when you hear Israelis, if you go to Israel for a week and just hear them speak, you're going to be astounded. Mm-hmm. You really will be. I can see your face saying, wait a minute, this doesn't fit the rules I've learned. This is really what's going on, and you have a good ear, so you will hear that.
Yeah.
You will hear
I didn't have time to kind of figure that part out, but I can, you know, I was up driving taxis for a lot of people, so often I was listening to the radio, and it's like, gee, I know what that song's about.
It's like, that's nice.
Because you get just enough words to kind of get this.
Is that sense rewarding?
That was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Okay.
Half an hour taxi ride. From
so these are the rules for. Do we have other ones?
I think we got all of
them. Zaken, Malay. Oh, what's this one? Shamen.
Shamen. Shamen Raze. So opposites, right? Shamen and Raze. Gaining weight, losing weight. Thin, skinny.
Now that one's a little different because it has the lengthening of
Israelis will say instead of shamanti, I gain weight, they say hishmanti, and he feel as if they are pigs in the farm where they are
being fed.
Yeah. Being fed. We
negation, we don't caring about lamed hey or
yeah, you do, mm-hmm. you do. Mm-hmm. You are.
Because I can see it right there, right? There's lengthening on the
the two components for stated verbs. Mm-hmm. Two components were that the present tense is this way.
Okay.
And the second one is the future is fal. However, when you have lamed yod, it will be raziti, razita, razit. So if you go to this book and try to look at the conjugations mm-hmm. and take one of these summarizing sheets mm-hmm. and list them all,
yeah. Yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
will pick up there those differences.
Yeah, oh, I know those.
Right?
So, okay.
Okay? And they will appear under different numbers. Mm-hmm. They will be conjugated in different charts.
Yeah.
Because of those little differences, because razeh has hey at the end, so it's a lamed yod verb. So it will be ra'iti, right? Like ra'iti, ra'iti.
Yeah.
Right.
So in the past it counts, but in this future.
In the future,
so it's
this efal.
No, wait a minute. Lamed yod does something completely different in the future. Ani er'e ve'ata tir'e. So ani arze ve'ata tarze, because the resh is there too. So. This is a time when they did it.
Yeah,
they did this. They're in the summary sheet. So write the list.
Mm-hmm.
Go home, write above each one where you found it in the chart, and chart it.
Yeah.
We did that already.
Well, what I actually did was noted which were lamed hey, which were pay.
Are we meeting after class for a few minutes?
I would like to. Would
okay, so we'll talk about that. Okay.
But razet is not, this doesn't follow the pattern.
Okay. In the winter, we all gained weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the summer, we all lost it. Okay.
Not as much as we lost.
So these are pa'al issues. Okay. This is an important concept to understand that all the verbs in pa'al are going to be either efal or efal, or they are subgroups, the gzahot, like lamed yod, peinon, etc. Right.
And in Gizru, sort of,
like lamed hay,
they pile on to the efol.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't.
Right? Natan is a special verb. It's mm-hmm. peinon.
Oh, yeah.
Nafal versus nasa. Right? So we haven't touched peinon. I think peinon is coming up in the next chapter. So be patient. Mm-hmm. We did, actually, because we learned chapter 6, but I'm going to redo it.
Okay.
Seder?
This seder.
But Ayin Vav Yod in the future we learn Akum, Avo, and Ashir. There are three patterns, right? So let's go this way. Pa'al, do you understand the Shlemim?
Mm-hmm.
Shlemim, we understand? Mm-hmm. How we choose between Efal and Efal, we understand?
Only in the understanding that there are words that we need to know that are identified as the Efal, and then the other ones
categories.
Are the categories. Right, with the...
There are four that are definitely, and then there are categories.
And only the third category is what you're calling stated.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you that lomed is a verb that has both stated form and a regular pa'al.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Particularly rabbinic Hebrew. Lo ha-chacham lamed, ve-lo ha-whatever melamed, whatever. Lamed can be either or.
Okay.
There are a few verbs that are going to be both.
Okay.
Sada?
Yes, sir.
And when you translate, you need to be able to translate it, passing along the feeling of a process as opposed to this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hu kotev, he's writing. Okay? Aval.
Ketavti.
I wrote, right?
Aval. And it is written.
Nahon. Mm-hmm. Now, pa'al has avar, hove, atid. Mm-hmm. In atid, it can be either or, music-wise, right? it has Shem Po'al, which is Lichtov Lilmod, right? Lirtzot Lirot, right? It has Shem Pe'ula. Shem Pe'ula is a gerund. It's the ing noun verb, right? Verb form. So all the binyanim have music pattern specific to their binyan. What is the gerund, right? So if I take the root and I am plugging it in Pa'al, Shem Pe'ula of Pa'al will be La. Right? Lemida, Tifa, Sfira, Sfirat HaOmer.
I figured that out myself. That's very exciting.
Halicha, right? Because if it's a hey here and it's a mobile shba, it lengthens. Halicha. Right?
So these are only for verbs in Binyan Pa'al?
This is the music for Pa'al only.
Yeah.
Amida, the prayer Amida. Yeah, yeah. Amida is standing. Huh?
Asiri.
Now, these are Asiya.
Asiya.
Asiya, the doing.
Yeah.
So some verbs, some roots, definitely developed the noun verb, the ing form. Mm-hmm. Some roots didn't. So it's a noun for everything. It is a feminine noun. So lemida, lemidot, ktiva, ktivot, halicha, halichot. Right? Halichot, avlut, halichot.
Ah, okay, avodat. Okay.
Uh-huh. Avodat zera. Ah, aval avoda, avad, does not develop avida.
Okay.
So they plug in a noun. Sometimes when a root did not develop the automatic verb form, they plugged in a noun. So they use a noun. Pure noun. Avuda is a pure noun. Used as a gerund.
Okay.
But it's or a says, noun even though we can see the shoresh in it.
Nachon, absolutely. I explained earlier to Coleman, a root is in the ground. The tree grows and it has branches.
Yeah.
Imagine the half of the tree develop certain color, that this is all the verb system and all the binyanim, and the other side develops nouns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
I always say that nouns in Hebrew are slow-moving verbs.
No, they're related to the root, not slow-moving verbs. You know what this is?
But it's a trash.
Sometimes, no, it's a nice one, because there are definitely verbs that were born from nouns. Yeah, first existed the noun, but verbs didn't evolve. And they so said, oh, why not? They were not nominative verbs. Yeah, they do. It's an old phenomenon in linguists, in linguistics. So. Anyways, so avoda is one of them. Okay? There is ezra. La'azor. Avad is a noun, and azar we use also a noun. Okay? Sometimes it even borrows from another binyan. It will either give you a noun instead of the automation.
Oh yeah, that's what puzzled me when I tried to look them up. It says totally.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're looking up the automation, where are you going to look it up? In a dictionary.
Right.
And if you don't see in the dictionary the automation, the automatic music that you expected, around it there will be a noun. No, around it there will be a noun. That's the noun you will use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, rakad, there is no rekida.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you say a dance?
Rikud.
Rikudei am, right? Israeli folk dancing. Rikud. And I'u is from, they borrowed it from another binyan.
Mm-hmm.
Which binyan? Let's see. This is Pa'al.
Oh, sorry, the P'el.
Nachon. P'el, the music for P'el is I'u. Don't forget the Geshe.
That's the gerund.
Yes, the gerund. So Rikud is actually in Pi'el.
Oh, this is so helpful. Oh my God.
And the Tzad just borrowed it.
Yeah, okay. So the first one, you've got Avad becomes
Avodah.
Avodah.
This is new.
Right. And the, it needs a Chatuf. The,
yes.
The, what do you say? Chatef?
Chataf
Patach. Chataf Patach.
Following this? I'm wondering, do we just have to memorize
to memorize is this
gerund?
And this
gerund.
And
gerund. Yeah. I mean, how do the gerund, how, I mean, how do we, I still don't know how to figure out
how
the gerund. So if it's PL, so if you have a PL verb, you have to
stick it into that formula.
Take the root and put it in. He thinks differently. For you,
E-A.
It's here, you're A.
I'm trying,
E-A.
Anyway.
E-A. EA has to be EU.
Yeah, EU.
Why?
This is what was involved in the languages. Okay, so if you have the binyanim, the menorah, and we said there are past that looks like this, and present that looks like this, and future that looks like this, and shem po'al that looks like this, we also have shem
pe'ula. All PL verbs are
ing nouns. They're gerunds. Shem pe'ula, gerund.
All PL verbs are gerunds.
No,
it can be turned, any verb can be turned into a noun.
Of course, it can be turned into a noun.
Yes, and this is the form for it. But it's a verbal noun. Do you understand? That's what a definition of... Right. A definition of a gerund is that it's a verbal noun.
How do you know if it's Ezra or Avodah? How do you know?
Right. It's an excellent question, and this is what I said. When it hits here, this is memorization.
How do you know which ones are memorized? I mean, need memorization.
This is why you're in this class.
Okay.
Yes, you learn.
Okay.
You learn.
Okay.
And it's a process. The more that you see, if you started in level one with me, you conjugated enough verbs. In level two, you conjugated enough verbs. And when we learned the gerunds, we went back and we said, you have to plug gerunds. And I check every week. And I tell you every week, guys, did you find it in the dictionary? No, you didn't find a dictionary. What did you find in the dictionary? They found this. They didn't find this music. You see? That's how you learn. You just need to open the tools you're learning. And then you accumulate knowledge. That's how you memorize. You accumulate knowledge. And you use it. You use it in the reading, and you use it in the, right? In the writing.
Okay.
But you're sitting in a very difficult class. I saw yesterday Mark Bertha's class.
Oh, yeah.
And he uses all this terminology. How are you managing?
Because it's not unfamiliar. I was just translating Zohar upstairs. I mean, so it's the way I look at it is I grab the shorish.
Yes.
And then I put all the shorishes, the shorishim together, and I create the meaning. I mean, but I don't know why I'm doing it. This is why I'm in this class, because I don't understand why it is that I'm doing it. I'm not very good at it, you know, but I'm familiar.
So, rikud. How about sidur tefillah?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say sidur.
Sidur tefillah falls here too, right? Sidur. Mm-hmm. How about sipur, right? In each book, there are sipurim. Sidur.
In mispar, right?
Sipur. Mispar. Does it follow here or here? It's a noun.
I don't know myself. Okay, so there's
okay. So D-U is the music of P-A.
Kibbutz.
Kibbutz. Mm-hmm. Nachon. Kibbutz.
Mm-hmm. Bikur.
Bikur cholim. Mm-hmm. Bikur cholim. So it's basically roots that act in P-A because levaker is to visit and lekabetz, right? Lekabetz me'arba kanfot ha'aretz, it's a real verb. Lesaper sipur, and lesaper, by the way, goes with sipur. You cannot just tell lesaper, not, you know,
anything
by the sipur. Lesaper, people substitute sipur in America. People will come say, who siper le'ani lalechet habaita? No. He didn't siper le'ani lalechet habaita. Hu amar li lalechet habaita. Right? Because he said something to do. But lesaper has always an element of a story in it. Lesaper. Okay? Lesaper sipur. Lesader et hacheder. ויש לי סידור, כן? לרקוד ריקוד, ויש לרקד. PL to PAL is more intense, right? So you can say, הוא רקד, אבל הוא ריקד כל הלילה. הוא רקד ריקוד אחד, או הוא ריקד כל הלילה. Okay? The intensity of the dancing. In Hebrew today, it disappeared. But that's what it used to be. פעל פעל הפעיל הפעיל ג'רן is ה so he dictated the book הכתיב. How do you say dictation? How do you say there is a folk dancing session next door? Harkada is when people know that they are going to a dance session in Israel. Harkada. There is a DJ, he puts the music, he teaches the dance, everybody dances. That's Harkada, because you make people dance. Harkada. And,
but it's not a dance, right?
No,
it's like a class, it's a more session. Like a class.
It's a dancing session.
Like they dancing. Have like 500 people at the beach on Saturday morning?
Try thousands and thousands of them in Jerusalem on Saturday nights in the park. Actually, he felt. How is it a feeling?
הרגשה,
I have a feeling. יש לי הרגשה לא טובה. יש לי הרגשה מצוינת אחרי המבחן. אוקיי? פעל פעל יפעיל. פועל מופעל, passive verb בניינים don't have. Imperative, passive בניינים do not have. שם פעולה, and don't have שם פועל. No pu'al, no mu'fal, fine. Left with heat. Pa'el. And you have heat. How do you say correspondence?
Heat kat vut.
Nachon, heat kat vut is correspondence. Right? Or corresponding. The noun itself. The dressing up.
Heat kan suit.
So kinus will be from PL, and heat kan suit will be from Israel.
So well, you heat. Know, that, right, heat kan suit. Don't you have an extra
extra bar?
No, Emma, you're thinking about something else coming up.
Well, I'm listening to a k in there. I'm listening to it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a shvanach.
So this is
Peget
Kefet, that's
Shvanach.
Okay, this is it.
So it's
heat. Is it
het
or heat? Oh,
I see. Heat out. Heat out.
Yeah, heat out. You never skip the three letters, and then there's the dish board in the middle.
Okay, so but heat out. Just in terms of the heat out.
What is heat out?
Gathering. Gathering for a Now, nif'al used to be a pure passive, but it is a binyan of its own. It has a regular meaning, right? Nish'al, right? So, in nif'al is he, the nun fell out, you have the gesh for ten.
Did you already learn nif'al in this class?
No. Nope. But we did learn all the gerunds music. So if you take Kaf Nun Samech and we did Hit Kan Sut with Hit Pael, what Kaf Nun Samech? You say Hu Nichnas, the Kitan, huh? How do we say they will gather in the class, the entering?
Hinach.
I'm sorry, give me the entering.
Taf for the end feminine, Taf for the end feminine, Kamatzei feminine.
So
this is masculine.
Sidur,
sidurim, kibbutz, kibbutzim, sipur, sipurim, rikud, rikudim. But all of them, all the rest are feminine, you're right.
The nif'al sounds the same as the hit pa'el.
So what's the difference? Listen carefully. Hit pa'el didn't skip the prefix of the binyan. Hit can suit. In Nifal, the Yud of the Binyan fell out. He can suit. Where in the
Oh,
line?
I
yeah.
didn't. Okay.
There is the Gesh 40.
He can suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, instead of him can suit,
yeah.
the Nun
yeah.
fell out. So this is a Gesh 40 in the Perpoel. This is in Aina.
Could you choose another verb for us?
Yeah, but before I go to another root, listen carefully. We have in Israel when the Israelis built the safety wall and brought in the Jews and separated the Jews from the Palestinians, the lefties said it was Hitkansut. The righties said, it was Hitkansut. Can you tell me what the difference is? What's the nature of hit?
I know. Yeah, so
do yourself,
yes,
right?
Reflexive, yes.
So we chose
yes.
to gather ourselves, and there's a self-gathering. Nifal is passive. You were forced to do that.
Yeah.
So in the newspapers, the lefty newspapers used exactly this dialectic.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay? What's in a language? That's exactly what's in a language. So when you translate, you need to pay attention. What is the background of the binyan? So when you translate, look for the color.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the shmot pe'ula. Shmot pe'ula are the name of the action. They are gerunds. They are names. They are the noun verb. ING noun verb. They are heavily used in rabbinic Hebrew.
You wanted another example. Okay. Give me in Nifal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to wait until we learn Binyan Nifal and then we'll give more examples?
Well, I thought that this was an exception because the Nun dropped. But
no,
is that all? Is that the normal?
That's the
rule.
Rule
for Nifal?
Yes,
okay.
That's
okay.
The rule for Nifal.
Okay, I thought it was an exception.
Here. No. The Nun always falls. And this is the rule. So
four letters. The three letters in the Shur is busted.
Always. And there is a Nun from the Binyan that falls up. It's the only Binyan that does it. Nish'ar b'kita. Or yesh anashim shenish'aru b'chaim mehashoah. Right? It was Holocaust and they're survivors. How do you say staying
like a blood on the water?
Here's the root. Shin alef resh.
Oh, okay. So, mm-hmm.
Isha'ut.
Right, so this is Isha'arut. This will open up. Isha'arut. Aleph will always lengthen. Chadash batach. Isha'arut. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we get to Nifal, we'll practice it some more. Pa'al, the gerunds. now I ask you to review the conjugations, the collections of nouns. Mm-hmm. And the noun we have on page 15 and in chapter 1 and 2 are nouns that do not change their vowels when we decline them. You know the declension of sheli, shelcha, shelach, shelo, shela, right? Rabbinic Hebrew tends to be analytical Hebrew. Hasefer sheli, ha'ima sheli, ha'ava sheli, ha'safta sheli, okay? Modern Hebrew, definitely analytical. Lo, ima sheli, ava sheli, saba sheli. Biblical Hebrew and early rabbinic, or when rabbinic Hebrew copies or quotes from the Bible, they tend to be synthetic.
Yeah.
Right? They put it together into one word. Right? High Hebrew today, also, not the spoken Hebrew on the street, high Hebrew, when you write, high Hebrew is synthetic. Imi, right? Avi, right? When you speak to professors at the university, and when you speak to educated people, and when you write an official letter, you write synthetically, like biblical Hebrew. And how the